I know Sierra Mose. European Union leaders finally clinched an unprecedented $2.1 trillion budget and coronavirus recovery fund early Tuesday. They managed to find unity after four long days and four long nights of fighting and wrangling over money and power in one of their longest summits ever. To help confront the biggest recession in its history, the EU leaders reached a consensus on a 750 billion euro coronavirus fund to be sent as loans and grants to the countries hit hardest by the virus. That comes on top of the seven-year 1 trillion euro EU budget. At first, the grants were to total 500 billion euros, but the figure was lowered to 390 billion euros. Advisors to U.S. President Donald Trump and congressional Democrats are set Tuesday to discuss next steps in responding to the coronavirus crisis in the United States. This, as congressional Republicans say, they are working on a $1 trillion relief bill. In a meeting at the White House Monday, Republican lawmakers and administration officials say they were making progress toward fresh legislation aimed at cushioning the heavy economic toll of the pandemic. Lawmakers have less than 2 weeks to hammer out a new relief package before enhanced unemployment benefits run out for tens of millions of American workers made jobless by the pandemic. More than 610,000 people have died from COVID-19 globally, approximately 141,000 in the United States, and more than 80,000 in Brazil, followed by the UK, then Mexico, then Italy, in the highest number of deaths in the world. The number of infections globally surpasses 14.7 million, more than 3.8 million in the US, and more than 2.1 million in Brazil. India, Russia, and South Africa come after, and in that order with the highest number of cases. This is VOA News. Australia's hotspot Victoria State on Tuesday reported 374 new cases of COVID-19, its second highest daily tally. Victoria Premier Daniel Andrews also announced three more deaths, bringing the national toll to 126. Andrews said a lockdown in Australia's second largest city, Melbourne, which began 2 weeks ago, is having an impact. Tighter regulations will come into force on the Victoria-New South Wales border on Wednesday. It will only allow border communities to cross for essential work, health, and education reasons. Also, wearing face masks in public becomes a mandate on Thursday for residents in lockdown regions. Looking elsewhere in the Asia-Pacific region, a surge of over 37,100 new positive cases in the past 24 hours has taken India's coronavirus caseload higher. State governments in India have been ordering focused lockdowns in high-risk areas to slow the spread of infections. India's top medical research body, the Indian Council for Medical Research, has asked the states to add more labs and enhance existing testing capacity. Nepal will allow both domestic and international flights to resume beginning August 17th. The government, though, hasn't decided what types of visitors will be allowed entry and from which countries. And numbers of new cases in China's latest coronavirus outbreak fell on Tuesday, with just 8 reported in the northwestern region of Xinjiang. Another 3 cases were brought from outside the country, according to the National Health Commission, bringing China's total to over 83,600, with more than 4,600 deaths. China responded swiftly to the Xinjiang outbreak by reducing subway, bus, and taxi service, closing some communities, and ordering widespread testing. Elsewhere in China, containment measures continue to be relaxed, while mask wearing, temperature taking, and social distancing remain the norm. And there's encouraging news in the global battle against the coronavirus pandemic. A vaccine being developed by Oxford University researchers shows early promise in the fight against the virus. The results found the vaccine generated both antibody and T-cell immune responses, which are hoped to be key to stopping an infection. Chinese researchers also published a study Monday of their own experimental coronavirus vaccine. The study showed modest positive results. China approved the use of its vaccine for its military in June. Meanwhile, the World Health Organization is raising alarms at the spread of COVID-19 in Africa. It's warning that South Africa's surging numbers could be a precursor for outbreaks across the continent. For more on these and other stories, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman.